Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. The local film, The Woman Under the Tree, follows the life of a woman who experiences homelessness in Miami Beach. Every morning, she puts on her lipstick and shows up at her best to sit under a shady tree. And from afar, she watches a young family start their day. The rest of her day consists of fighting for food and shelter. And in the evening, she comes back to the same tree to see the family again. It explores the meaning her daily routine brings to her life and to others as well. And it's a movie that will challenge the way you view homelessness. The film is playing at O Cinema in Miami Beach today and tomorrow. It's also available on Apple TV. Joining us now, the film's writers and producers, Prashant Thacker and Roberto Donoso. Prashant, Roberto, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, Luis.
Hello, Luis. Thank you for having us.
You know, I mean, first of all, I got to say, I watched this film. I would tell you that you should have a Kleenex nearby. a very lovely story. You know what, Prashant, who is the woman under the tree? Is she based on someone you know or met?
Well, you know, I've lived on South Beach for over 20 years, and I've always observed homeless people in Flamingo Park and all around the beach. And I just wanted to tell a story about someone unique, someone that's unseen. And so when Roberto Donoso and I sat down and this opportunity came about, we started to merge our minds and decide to tell a story of just a human being that just happens to be homeless and, you know, that are often unseen by other people, and just have her be seen and heard as a human.
Yeah.
So,
Roberto, this is a story that's character driven. You know, it's about this woman and her day and her experiences throughout the day. Tell me a little bit about the woman who played this character. She's a local theater veteran. This is the first time I believe that she's been on the screen. Tell me about how you found her and how she helped tell this story.
Yeah, Luis. So it was, the whole process was surprisingly organic. Consider hardly anything in the film industry happens like that. But it was one of those things that through a friend of a friend, somebody brought up her name, and they said, you know, Alina Interian, who is a veteran actress here in Miami. She's been in theater for over 40 years, and we think she may be just perfect for your story. So we approached Alina, and after she read the script, we had a number of conversations, and she, fortunately for us, really trusted our vision and put her talents in our hands and in the whole team's hands to bring this to life. We happened to go see one of her performances at a theater. She was at a play at a time here in Miami. And when we saw her, we just, we knew she was the right person for the role. And as you well said, this is a very character-driven story. And what was surprising is that Alina brought the character to life in ways we didn't expect. You know, she's so used to theater that in, things that maybe for other actors may take two, three, or four takes, she was able to deliver on the spot and doing it beautifully.
Oh, wow. I mean, listen, at one point too, I mean, just I have to say, watching it, I was so caught up. I thought, is this a documentary? It was, it took me a moment. I was like, oh my goodness. Prashant, I wanted to ask you, because there's something interesting you mentioned earlier about people experiencing homelessness, being unseen. Tell me, what do you mean by that? Unseen by whom?
Well, passersby, South Beach is so full of life and partying and it's a colorful town. So amongst all of this liveliness, there's a group of people, like, for example, the homeless, that are often unseen. You know, we just walk by them. We don't give them a second glance. We do give beauty a glance. We do give, good looking people a glance, but homeless, we really don't really see them. But I believe all of us have a story. All of us just want to be seen and heard and loved. And for me, I think this angle, when we sat down and broke it down, Roberto and I, we thought telling a story from a homeless person's perspective, and as you've seen Alina's character, you just I think at some point you forget she's homeless. She's just a human being that just wants to be seen and belong. So that was the theme of how we decided to tell the story.
Yeah. And Roberto, did you take any time to spend any time with homeless people to better connect, to understand how you wanted to portray this particular woman in the movie?
We did. And just to follow up to piggyback to what Prashant was saying is, South Beach is known for so many reasons, right? I mean, it's a vacationer's paradise. We have beautiful waters and the architecture, and like Prashant was saying, between the partying and the vacationers and the glamour and the music, this group of people, if I remember the statistics correctly, last time we looked at it as we were developing our project, was there's about almost 300 homeless just in the South Beach area. So there's this entire group of people that kind of fade into the background because of all these other things, that people are taking in per se, especially outsiders, I think. But we also have a community in South Beach. Prashant and I both have lived in South Beach for years, so we always had a different perspective, and we walked around the beach many days. We interacted with local homeless even before the idea of the movie. There will be many times where there will be this lady by our house who I used to like to buy her a cup of coffee, and she will be kind of mean to everybody else, but she always gave me the biggest smile. The little details, the little stories that when you live somewhere long enough, you notice, you pay attention to these people. We did a lot of observing. We reached out to a couple of organizations just to better understand, what was available for the homeless community in the area. And that kind of transpired to some of the things that you probably saw in the movie, when she's interacting with somebody who's trying to help her.
Yeah.
It was the research was definitely very interesting. We learned a lot.
I'm speaking with Prashant Thacker and Roberto Donoso, you just heard from. Together, they wrote and produced the short film, The Woman Under the Tree. It follows the day-to-day life of a woman who experiences homelessness in Miami Beach. It's playing at O Cinema in Miami Beach today and tomorrow. It's also available on Apple TV. Find more information on our social media at WLRN Sundial. Prashant, both of you have fascinating stories I wanted to get to briefly. Prashant, you came to the U.S. as a young boy from India, and then you arrived in South Florida, I believe, in your 20s. How did your journey influence this work?
Well, I was in the airline industry for 20 years, and I just have met people from all walks of life. And, for me, humanity is just kindness and love, and everywhere I've gone, all I've seen is more generosity, and people just come together as human beings, no matter what culture you're from or what level of social status you're from. I think there's more kindness than there is evil. So for me, I wanted to start with something that was unexpected. A character like Lucia's is a kind human being that just wants to survive on the streets, and just taking my influence from my life experiences, I just wanted to start from a storytelling factor that actually explores that.
And Roberto, you're really interesting. You had also a very successful career in business, and you walked away from it because you wanted to be a storyteller. The two of you want to be storytellers. Why?
the crazy artist, right? It's funny because I think this is the story that resonates with most artists or many artists. I was always into arts. I remember as a kid always being into reading and writing and drawing, but my dad, who was a doctor for 60 years, was a very a product of his generation, and he loved the arts. He loved reading and writing and arts as in general, but he saw them as a hobby, not as a career. So I was pushed into the sort of more traditional career. I came. I'm originally from Ecuador. I was born and raised in Ecuador, and I came to the U.S. to study business management. So I got my degree from business management and got hired right after college by a big Fortune 500 corporation. And it was a great learning experience. It gave me, you know, a lot of tools that have come into come in handy actually today in this journey. But at one point, as I was, you know, reaching my late 30s, I decided, you know, this is not really what I'm supposed to be doing and what I want to do. And I think it's just one of those aha moments when you know, you may not know exactly where you need to be, but you know where you don't want to be. So it took some work and some effort, but I was able to just leave my job and I started writing. Yeah, and I started writing a novel, which I'm still working on because that is a gigantic task. But in between, you know, Prashant and I connected on the script writing side.
Always difficult to try to explain, especially to family, if you are leaving a successful career to pursue art. I understand that completely. You know, both of you working together on this project, I wondered, you know, what did you learn from the experience? Prashant, what did you get out of this?
Collaboration is key. You know, it takes a village to make a film, and it's not easy at all. So getting the right team together, learning to learn from one another was so important to us. And it was such a eye-opening experience as to how lucky we were to have such an amazing team that helped put this film together. You know, most of us were Miami locals, except for our director, Karishma Kohli. She flew in from India to direct the film. But yeah, the collaboration and the talent Miami has, it's mind-blowing. And it was awesome to be a part of it.
I can understand why you shot the film in South Beach. You could have filmed this anywhere, but I think South Beach added something to it. Roberto, what was it? Why was it important to film this in that locale?
You know, I think we were very biased, again, because this is our home and we wanted to shoot what we've seen, what we've observed. You know, you have this vision in your mind that you really hope you can bring it out to life and people can see what you see. We were very determined, and it wasn't always the easiest decision. It could have been easier and cheaper to kind of fake it and go film somewhere else. But we chose not to, because we wanted to showcase Miami, but tell a Miami Beach or a South Beach story that is different from what you see in most of the other productions that are out there, right? Like there's a very stereotypical perception of South Beach and the Art Deco district and the lights and the partying. And again, going back to what I said earlier, like, you know, there's so much more to South Beach than that. And there's everything, you know, it's the good, the bad, the ugly, the interesting, the sad, the happy. So our goal was really to give a kind of an inside look to the world of really what South Beach is when you look at it beyond the party destination.
Yeah. And there's just a fascinating juxtaposition. You know, you have the, you know, the neon paradise of South Beach, and yet this story is of a woman experiencing homelessness. And so, you know, I think to me, that's one of the things that jumped out. Prashant, the woman under the tree, you touch on homelessness, mental illness, isolation. What do you want people to take away from this, though, most importantly?
I would say human kindness. You know, we made this film hoping to just spread awareness on how easy it is to be kind to one another, and no matter who you are. And, you know, since you've seen the film, and I don't want to give away anything, you'll notice that throughout the film, there's so many unexpected surprises scene after scene, both for our main character and all the other actors that are in the, or characters that are in the film. So we tried to make it shocking, you know, an unexpected scene after scene, but gearing more towards the kindness that we all have within us. So I'm hoping that it brings a light to who we are as humans on the inside, really, and also to how to treat one another, you know?
And actually, Luz, if I can just jump in for a second and add to that, you know, our film is about homelessness, absolutely. But I think it's about so much more than that, right? It's about connection, it's about love, it's about loss, longing. And like Prashant said earlier, at the end of the day, it's about the human condition and the human experience, because we all have a story, right?
Absolutely. And I kept thinking to myself, and no, not to give anything away, but I felt like there are just parts of the story where I felt like, no, there's more to tell here. You could have made a longer movie. Roberto, the film is eligible for Oscar consideration. What does that mean? What's next for the film?
Yeah, so it's been a really exciting journey this past few months. So as you mentioned, we are on Apple TV in 87 countries, and that is kind of one side of the equation where the movie has gone. We have participating in about 24 film festivals in the past year and a half, and we're still in the festival run. But then there's this other side that, you know, as you know, Oscars do have a short film section. And in order for it to be considered into the pool of candidates, you got to meet certain criteria. So we were lucky enough to be able to make that happen. So we are actually, we will be entering that pool for consideration. And from that pool, of course, the Oscars will, you know, pick their finalists and the winners.
Well, I wish you both the best of luck. If you don't win, I've got to see what the winner is, because this is just a great story. Roberto Donoso and Prashant Thacker, again, wrote and produced the short film The Woman Under the Tree. It's playing at O Cinema in Miami Beach today and tomorrow. And as Roberto said, it's available on Apple TV. Prashant, Roberto, thank you so much, and the best continued success for both of you.
Thank you so much for having us on your show, Luis.
Thank you, Luis. We appreciate it.
All right. And as I said before, you can find out more information about it on our social media at WLRN Sundial. I did need a tissue. I'm just saying, bring one. I'm a bit of a crybaby. Well, that's our program for this Wednesday, September 15th. Sundial Senior Producers Chris Remington, Leslie Ovalle is our producer and social media editor. Our engagement editor is Katie Lepre. Our news director is Terrence Shepard. Alicia Zuckerman is our editorial director. WLRN's interim program director and technical supervisor is Peter J. Meritz. The theme music, by the way, for the program is from the Miami Afro-Cuban funk band Palo at gopalo.com. Well, coming up tomorrow on Sundial, an investigation from NPR found the Department of Housing and Urban Development has sold thousands of flood-prone homes across the country. There are a number of these homes here in South Florida. We're going to look at some of them in South Dade. Plus, the new restrictive abortion law passed in Texas could be the model for laws passed in other states. We're going to take a look at the potential for the Florida legislature to move in a similar path and the legal challenges that it could face. And award-winning film star and activist Gabrielle Union is out with a new memoir, You Got Anything Stronger? She'll be in conversation with her husband, Dwayne Wade, at the Arts Center this weekend. But first, she's going to be in conversation with me. A reminder, we're reading Infinite Country by author Patricia Engel as this month's Sundial Book Club selection. The story follows a mixed-status family after their father faces deportation back to Colombia. Head over to Facebook. Just search Sundial Book Club. Ask to join. It's free. We'd love to have you. We're going to be talking with Patricia in another week. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thank you so much for listening. As always, stay safe. Be good to each other. The program is made possible in part by support from Miami Cancer Institute.
WLRN Public Media.